Earlier this month, as the temperature neared freezing, a cardboard shantytown rose at St. Norbert College. The so-called Shackathon is a yearly experiment in homelessness. Students joined with Habitat for Humanity to build shelters to spend the night in. Connor Dubois is with Habitat for Humanity.
A lot of these people here tonight will get a real shock realization of what, you know, what people go through on a daily basis that are less fortunate than them. Just by sleeping out, you know, cardboard sleeping bags, and that's all they got to keep warm.
It's a taste of poverty for the students, but a reality for an estimated 15 to 30 people on the streets of Green Bay. What to do with people who have drug or alcohol problems and who aren't welcomed at other shelters in the city became a hot topic when a local church applied for a permit renewal for its emergency shelter. St. John the Evangelist has operated a shelter near downtown for 2 years, but the city opted not to renew. People who live near the shelter complained that the homeless were making messes and causing disturbances.
We're in this mess because of, I think, a series of poorly timed, poorly informed decisions.
Celestine Jeffries is a Green Bay alderman. She says the issue simmered through the summer and went unresolved until temperatures began falling into the freezing zone.
We cannot let people be on the street. And quite frankly, I don't believe that human beings voluntarily freeze to death. So what they do is they find places to sleep, places where they really shouldn't be. And that's not good for the public safety, nor is it humane.
Jeffries herself voted against a proposal to open an emergency shelter in her district. She says because neighbors complained they already had 2 shelters in the area. As residents and city officials argued about the best place for the shelter, the Catholic Diocese of Green Bay said it would operate with or without a permit. Deacon Tim Riley says the church has an obligation to the less fortunate.
I'm really glad that the formers of our Constitution provided for the First Amendment that allows the church to step in and take care of a grave need such as at this time, because it's part of our ministry. So I'm just really, you know, proud to be an American, if you will.
The City Council takes the issue up for a final vote tonight. Back at the St. Norbert Shackathon, Habitat for Humanity's Connor Dubois hopes the debate has at least made people think about the homeless.
I think everywhere it's under the radar, really. It's just one of those issues that people really don't want to address. I don't think they want to categorize their town or their state as, you know, home. You know, we got X amount of homeless people there, but it's something that needs to be addressed, and I think just people don't. It's one of those issues that people don't really want to talk about, but needs to be talked about.
Even if the shelter's permit is approved tonight, it'll still be a temporary solution. It'll operate until April, leaving the matter once again open for debate. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.